Welcome to another edition of our Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Cadavy, and on Friday night, the Scott City Beavers traveled to Cimarron to face the Blue Jays, and what ended up being a wild game there. It didn't start off that way. It was pretty quiet for a long time there, and it ended up being a lot of fireworks in the fourth quarter. Cimarron would pull away for a 22-13 win over Scott City, and this is going to be probably an interesting recap of this game audio-wise here, but, of course, first quarter, Cimarron would get the ball. They would go five plays and then punt. Scott City would turn around and go five plays and then punt. The Beaver defense would force a three and out. Scott City would find themselves at their own 38-yard line. They put together a pretty good drive here, and it started with one of the better runs of the first half there coming from one of their seniors.
The Beavers, handoff left side to Blaine Cope, finds the hole, 50, 45, 40-yard line, and down to the 39-yard line in Cimarron territory. A nice gain of 12 on the play going left side, and another Beaver first down.
It would be the first sustained drive of the ball game for Scott City as they would march it down inside the Blue Jay 40-yard line. And on fourth down, they had to get a couple yards for the first down, and they were unable to get it. But it was a good effort nonetheless by junior Carson Froh on fourth down at the Blue Jay 32-yard line.
First down with under 2 to go first quarter. Carson Froh left side. He's going to be pushed forward, but he's going to be stopped about a half a yard shy of the first down at the 30. Yeah. He needed 2-3. He only got 2. Trying to go left side, and Cimarron holds Scott City on the seventh play of the sixth play of the drive, turnover on down.
Also want to note, it was the first time all year that Scott City didn't score a touchdown on their opening drive. They punted there, but they were forced to turnover on downs at the Cimarron 30 with 1:51 to go first quarter, still no score. And Cimarron would be three and out. They'd punt the ball with under a minute to go, or under 15 seconds to go first quarter. Scott City would go three and out on their next series and not take much time off the clock. They would punt. And early in the second quarter, the Blue Jays would also on their first, or they would actually get a first down, and then they would punt on their first series of the second quarter. It was back and forth like that. Scott City had a good drive going here, and they would convert a third down on the legs of Harrison King, the quarterback.
Five receiver set, empty backfield, trips to the right, one to left. Culpin motion on third and eight. Snap here for King, all kinds of time. Now
run,
flush to his
run.
Right. He may just tuck it up and run. 45. He's got it, the first down across midfield. Oh, he fumbled the ball. Or did he fumble the ball? No,
no.
I thought he did. But he takes it to the 43 of Cimarron. It must have been a glove that looked close to the football, but it's a nice gain on the play of about 17 for King on a scramble on a Beaver first down.
After that scramble by Harrison King, the Beavers would kind of be their own worst enemy. They'd get down a little further into Cimarron territory, but a penalty and then an intentional grounding. And then on the next play, Scott City would cough up the football in their own territory, and it'd be the first turnover of the night.
Four receivers set a low snap. They'll throw it back left side here, kind of a bubble screen here for Kevin Serrano, 35, oh, 40-yard line.
He fumbled.
And he fumbled late. Cimarron has it at the 41-yard line.
Cimarron, we get the ball at the Scott City 41-yard line with 4:43 to go second quarter. Still no score, but on third down, Scott City would play a takeaway on defense.
Shotgun formation, half diamond play fake for Harrison as he's rolled to right under pressure, steps up, fires it late, passes picked off Blaine Culp, 25, across the 30 to the 32-yard line. He steps in front of the intended receiver, Seth Ridenour. Scott City forces their first turnover in 2 weeks, and we'll have the ball with two timeouts and 3:19 to go first half.
The interception by Blaine Culp would set up Scott City at their own 32-yard line with 3:19 to go first half. Still no score. Scott City would put together a pretty good drive, but a big holding penalty on the drive set Scott City back, and they would not be able to convert a fourth down late in the first half with 6.5 seconds. They got all but about 5 or 6 of the yards. They got it to the Blue Jay 26-yard line late in the first half. They would turn it over on downs, and Cimarron would have an incomplete pass. It's actually intentional grounding, but Scott City would take the play in the first half. So no score at halftime, and we'll have the next segment. It'll be the third quarter. We combined the first and second quarter just because of lack of anything that went on in that first half between Scott City and Cimarron in a defensive battle. We'll come back with the third quarter in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.